Simon Shin Sayyid Dalad. What's the din of a Suffolk Erev? The Mechaber says that someone has a Suffolk about the Erev. For example, they put down an Erev and they're not sure if it was around by Hashmashis or if it already got lost. Halacha is that's mutter. Since they had the Cheskas Kashrus, they knew you put it down there, and the Suffolk happened afterwards, so it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're discussing a case that got eaten or it got burnt, and not sure it's happened before the beginning of Hashmashis or the middle of Hashmashis. However, the Mechaber says that if they're not of a Cheskas Kashrus, that means you have a Suffolk if you put it down there at all, so then it's not kosher, it does not work. And Mishnah Berurah explains that even though the Mechaber says in some Mishin Tzai Gimel that we just learned, and some Reish Samach Aleph, that you can make Erev Chatzeres by Hashmashis, even though there's no Cheskas Kashrus there, you have to say that if there's a Suffolk, if it was put down at all, that's worse. When you know you put it down, and it was put down the Suffolk's man, so okay, that we can rely on. If you're not sure you put it there at all, that does not work. And therefore, for shtufim avoyis, which does not have to be passed with bread, it can be with any food, if you put down meat, which is suffolk trefa, it does not work. Because that's considered suffolk if it was put down at all. Because in the tzadat trefa, you do not put it down at all. Well, you put down with something trefa, which doesn't count. There's another problem also, suffolk trefa, that you have to have a suda haruim badyayim, a suda which was edible someone could eat. And suffolk trefa, since Hilchos Sveika says you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore, it's not considered you put down shtufim avoyis at all. And Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Lacha, and the Bir Lacha brings the Arman and Rishonim hold that even the Suffolk and Hunach works by Erev Chatzeres, only by Erev Tchumen does not work, but Erev Chatzeres is better. However, this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Suffolk and Hunach, Suffolk and Erev Chatzeres, the Shtufa Vais is put down at all, that does not work. Only if there's a Cheskas Kasheris and the Suffolk, if something happened afterwards, only then is it Kasher Misuffolk. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that the Erev Ben Hashmashis has to be in a place that's available. You can take it to eat if you want to. And therefore, if a pile of stones fell down on top of it, you can't get out without using equipment, without using an axe, and different shovel, different types of things, which involve doing malachas. So then, it's considered like you did not have an erev, and it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if all you needed was to move muksa in order to get the pile of stones off, then chazar not gezer on muksa ben hashmashis in order that it should disrupt and ruin the kashrus of your erev chatzeres. But if there's a question of doing malacha that's needed in order to have access to a ben hashmashis, that disqualifies the Erev, then it's possible. The Rambam points out, since the Erev only has to be around Ben Hashmashis to eat it, but once it's Seis Kachavim, at that point you can eat it. In fact, he says you should use it. You should use the bread of your, the pasta, lechem of your Erev Chatzeres for lechem Mishnah and cut it Shabbos morning by Shachris, by the Suda Shabbos morning. Since the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeres is done with it, Mishnah Berurah says, do another mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, you know, technically you use it for the night Suda. It's better to wait till the morning. And sometimes you have make early Shabbos, you have the night Suda before it gets dark outside. Rather, save it for the morning Suda. The Rambam also says that this is only if you make new Erev Chatzeres every week, then you can eat Shabbos morning by the Suda. But really what's best is to make one Erev Chatzeres for the whole year in one shot. Mishnah Berurah explains this way, in case you forget 1 week to make Erev Chatzeres, you shouldn't have a problem, because you made one Erev Chatzeres in the beginning for the whole year. The Mechaber says, if Gimel, that if somebody put the Erev Chatzeres in the Migdal, in like a closet, and he locked it, and the key got lost, before this man, the Mishnah explains, before Ben Hashmashis. So if there's no way to get the Erev out unless you do a Malacha Gemura, a real Malacha, and it's considered like the Erev was lost, as if it was eaten or burnt, and it's not an Erev since there was no access to it in order to eat it, because it was locked up in a way that you had to do a Malacha to get the cabinet open. Whether you have to break down the door to the cabinet or break the lock, in any case, anything that require a Malacha of Seisar, a real Malacha, so that disqualifies the Erev, it was not accessible, it was not edible Ben Hashmashis, since it was locked in a way that you had to do a Malacha in order to get to it. Mishnah Berurah says that the key is found on Shabbos, and turns out that it was in a place where you would not have had to do a malacha deraisa in order to get the key to the closet, to open the closet door. In other words, there's no rishram deraisa between the place where the key was put aside and the closet Erev Chatzeres is kept. So then the Erev is a kosher Erev. Even though Ben Hashmashis, the Erev is lost, at that point you did not have access to it. Since afterwards you found it, so you can look back in retrospect and say, well, it really was matzah biyadai, it was really accessible to you, and then we could say retroactively that the Erev Chatzeres was a good Erev Chatzeres, and the people could rely on it for that Shabbos.